David Bishop, typical spelling for both.
Thank you, David. Always appreciate your time and your help. I wanted to talk about the temperatures this morning and any possible threats of maybe some black ice, maybe around the outskirts of the metro area. And I saw there was a tweet about an ice report a few hours ago. David, what can you tell us this morning?
So while a good portion of the Willamette Valley did experience or are experiencing temperatures below freezing, there has been very little precipitation over the past 12 hours. So while black ice might not necessarily be out there, there is a very good chance for some slick surfaces, especially if you happen to be located on, say, the outskirts of some of the major cities or whatnot. We have seen a couple mentions of ice or some slick surfaces out towards the foothills of the Cascades, but at this particular moment, we haven't seen any reports of areas, say like in Salem, Eugene, or even in the Portland-Vancouver metro area, of any potential hazards regarding ice or slick surfaces. Doesn't mean that they're not out there and that people shouldn't be vigilant and take those precautions, because they very well could be. It's still fairly early in the morning, and the morning commute definitely hasn't kicked off fully yet. So if you are planning on doing traveling, be aware that some surfaces could be on the slick side, and just to be careful.
Yeah, that sounds great, David. And I know as we come up here pretty close to 5 o'clock, maybe I'll check in. What are some of the current temperatures that you're seeing right now, David? I know we always look to maybe Salem or Hillsborough to be the cooler side of the metro area. Any places you're seeing right now at freezing or below freezing?
So most places, let's say, if you, including the metro area and kind of north and out to the coast, what I'm looking at, most areas are above freezing, while areas, say, south of Hillsborough and within the Willamette Valley are just slightly below freezing or right around freezing.
Sounds great. Always appreciate your time and your help, David. And real quick, while I got you, any the latest on the potential snow? I know we've been back and forth, snow, rain, mix, showers, and forecast is ever changing, by the moment. And what thoughts on the latest on possible snow or anything we might see here in the metro area on the valley floors?
At least for this morning, we still have a snow-rain mix expected through the early morning. And then kind of what we're looking at right now is as Wednesday progresses, we're expecting that snow-rain mix to develop into more of a rain mix down here at the valley floor. And one thing we at least want to make people aware of is that there is the potential that there could be a short period of freezing rain. So we're not 100% sure on that, as well as timing is going to be a major issue in potentially figuring that out. But we at least want to mention it, get people to start thinking about that as we start warming up, there could be that transition from a snow-rain mix to a little bit of freezing rain and then into rain as we get into late Wednesday afternoon, early Wednesday evening.
Perfect, David. Always appreciate your time and your help. I know you guys are busy cranking there, and we really appreciate you guys always being there for us.
Not a problem at all, Jacob.
Have a good morning, David. Appreciate you.
You as well. Bye.
Bye-bye.